Meditation 4.4.3. Awareness of Death Meditation. The fact that only spiritual insight can help you at the time of death. Let us begin our meditation. As preparation, sit in a comfortable position, with your back straight, and let your body relax. Spend some time letting your mind settle down in the present moment. Let go of thoughts of the past and future. Make the decision to keep your mind focused on the meditation topic for the duration of the meditation session. Motivation. When your mind is calm and settled in the present, generate a positive motivation for doing the meditation. For example, you can think, "May this meditation help bring about greater peace and happiness for all beings." Or, "May this meditation be a cause for me to become enlightened so that I can help all beings become free of suffering and become enlightened as well." You might like to pause the recording to recite some of the prayers. Then, with your mind relaxed but fully concentrated, contemplate the following points, bringing in your own experiences and insights, as well as things you have heard or read. Try to feel every point deeply. Remember, if at any time during the session you reach a strong, intuitive experience of the point you are examining, hold the feeling with your attention as long as possible. We begin. The fact that only spiritual insight can help you at the time of death. No matter how much we have acquired or developed throughout our life, in terms of family and friends, wealth, power, travel, experiences, etc., none of it goes with us at death. Only our stream of consciousness continues, carrying imprints of all that we have thought, felt, said and done. It is vital that when we die we have as many positive imprints, the cause of good experiences, and as few negative imprints, the cause of suffering, on our mind as possible. We should aim to die at peace with ourselves, feeling good about how we lived our life, and not leaving unresolved conflicts with people. The only things that will truly benefit us at the time of death are positive states of mind, such as faith, non-attachment, and calm acceptance of the changes taking place, loving kindness, compassion, patience, and wisdom. In order to be able to have such states of mind at the time of death, we need to make ourselves familiar with them during the course of our life. And this is the essence of spiritual practice. Realizing this will give us the incentive to start doing spiritual practice now, and to practice as much as we can while we still have time. You can experience a strong feeling of this reality by contemplating the following 3 points while visualizing yourself actually dying. Point 7. Your loved ones cannot help. When you face difficult or frightening situations, your thoughts can turn to loved ones, your family and friends. It is natural that you would wish them to be with you when you die. However, they may not be there. You might die far from home. But even if they were present with you at the time of death, would they be able to help you? Although they love you very much and do not want you to die, they cannot prevent this from happening. Also, chances are that they wouldn't know what to say or do to give you peace of mind. Instead, their sadness and worry about the coming separation would probably stir up those same emotions in your mind. When we die, we go alone. No one, not even our closest, dearest loved one, can accompany us. Being unable to accept this and let go of attachment to our loved ones will cause our mind to be in turmoil and make it very difficult to have a peaceful death. Recognize the attachment you have to family and friends. Try to realize that a strong attachment to people can be a hindrance to having a peaceful state of mind at the time of death. It is better to work on decreasing this attachment and learning to let go. Point 8. Your possessions and enjoyments cannot help. Your mind will probably also think of your possessions and property, which occupy a great deal of your time while you are alive, and are a source of much pleasure and satisfaction. But can any of these things bring you comfort and peace at the time of death? Your wealth may be able to provide you with a private room in the hospital and the best medical care, but that is all it can do for you. It cannot stop death from happening. And when you die, you cannot take any of it with you. not 1 cent. Not only will your possessions be unable to help you at the time of death, but your mind may be caught up in worries about them. Who will get what? And whether or not they will take proper care of your things. That may make it difficult to have a peaceful, detached state of mind as you are dying. Contemplate these points and see if you can understand the importance of learning to be less dependent on and attached to material things. Point 9. Your own body cannot help. Your body has been your constant companion since birth. You know it more intimately than anything or anyone else. You have cared for it and protected it, worried about it, kept it comfortable and healthy, fed it and cleaned it, experienced all kinds of pleasure and pain with it. It has been your most treasured possession. But now you are dying, and that means you will be separated from it. It will become weak and eventually quite useless. Your mind will separate from it, and it will be taken to the cemetery or crematorium. What good can it possibly do you now? Contemplate the strong sense of dependence and attachment you have to your body, and how it cannot benefit you in any way at death. Regret about leaving it, and fear, will only compound your suffering. By meditating on the final 3 points, we should come to realize how important it is to work on reducing our attachment to the things of this life, such as family and friends, possessions, and our body. We should also realize how important it is to take care of our mind, as that is the only thing that will continue to the next life. Taking care of the mind means working on decreasing the negative states of mind, such as anger and attachment, and cultivating positive qualities such as faith, loving kindness, compassion, patience, and wisdom. Furthermore, as the imprints of our actions in this life will also go with our mind to the next one, and will determine the kind of rebirth and experiences we will have, It is essential to try our best to refrain from negative actions and to create positive actions as much as possible during our life. It is possible that you will feel fear or sadness when doing this meditation. In one sense, that is good. It shows that you have taken the ideas seriously and have contemplated them well. Also, it is important to get in touch with how you feel about your death, so that you can work on being prepared for it when it happens. By working on our mind, we can transcend fear, sadness, attachment, and other emotions that make it difficult to die with a peaceful mind. Fear arises because of clinging to the idea of a permanent self. There is no such thing. So this is a delusion that just makes us suffer. If we keep death in mind in an easy, open way, accepting it as a natural and inevitable aspect of life, this clinging will gradually loosen, allowing us to be mindful and make every action positive and beneficial for ourselves and others. And an awareness of death gives us enormous energy to not waste our life, but to live it as effectively as possible. Dedication. Conclude the meditation with the optimistic thought that you have every possibility to make your life meaningful and positive, and thus will be able to die with peace of mind. Remember the motivation you had at the beginning of the meditation and dedicate the merit of doing the meditation to the benefit of all sentient beings.